This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
Pat Bracken joins us next segment. And boy, we're going to cover TNTEL. I hope you stay with us. Let me tell everybody you know, tune in now. You are the power. You are everything. When you take action, tell people to tune in right now to the most critical information ever. Biden declared open war against the American people. It is insane. It was the cherry on top for me. That's coming up. Rob Dew came to me this morning, and he said, have you noticed that the media is saying that Biden had the most popular State of the Union ever, 85% loved it, but that all the comments on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, were 2-1, 5-1, 10-1, or more against Biden. And it's also come out that YouTube has adjusted on the White House channel. Last time I checked, 60-plus million dislikes to likes. They used to call that engaging in fraud. So here is CBS News posted in Yahoo Finance. 85% of viewers approve of Biden's address to Congress. Look at this headline. We're going to go through this video, this in a moment, and then place it right next to other polls and other people's votes online showing unanimously people absolutely hated it. But, oh, don't worry, the fake news media wants to shut down the independent media because they don't want their gaslighting to be challenged. So let's go ahead and roll this video of CBS News trying to gaslight us and say that 85% of people liked his speech and liked Biden, the most popular man in world history, according to them. Here it is.
We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back better.
How have Americans been responding to the president's address?
Hey there, Elaine. You all were talking about the president's polling in the last segment, so that was a very nice segue here, because we have some new polling. What we did was we talked to a representative sample of the audience nationwide who watched the speech, and they liked what they heard. We got 85% approving of the speech. Now, I've got to add right off the bat here that, as is typical with presidential speeches, a lot of his own partisans made up the bulk of the audience. So this audience was majority Democrats watching it. And, you know, for context, back when President Trump was giving speeches, a lot of Republicans watched those. So that's, you got to know that behind these numbers. But that said, the audience said that they liked what they heard. And then how did they describe it? Well, this is a word we found in other polling, and again in this one, people using it to describe Joe Biden: presidential, caring. In this case, they thought the speech, many thought the speech was inspiring. And then this one, folks have been talking about were his plans, you know, big, were the things that people wanted. And this word bold was used by 80% of the audience too. So to that extent,
we'll go back to this in a minute. What they do is they have an allowed group in their focus group that they give these little clicker machines for the internet. And then when they give the people they know like Biden, you know, quote, a half of them are moderates, and then, you know, a quarter are Republican and a quarter Democrat, wink, wink, they're all Democrats. And then they just hand them, oh, look, the independent group all loves it. That's how the clown world works. Let's continue.
Of the audience, too. So to that extent, he kind of hit his mark. If he wanted to convey bold, it seems like he did, Elaine.
Interesting. Well, what did people make, Anthony, of the tone of President Biden's speech? Did they feel he was unifying in his remarks?
Yes, that also came up. We also did see unifying. And, of course, that's been one of his campaign promises, right? To be unifying to the country, to reach out, to be bipartisan. And we've seen in the national polling that led up to this, people did think that he was reaching out to Republicans.
That is what you call massive gaslighting. We're going to post this report, demand.video. Here's just a small sampling of what he did last night.
In regard to Russia, I know it concerns some of you, but I made very clear to Putin that we're not going to seek escalation.
What a joke. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken and the incredible news. Wait till you hear this. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best durable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the United States is under a mega corporation, big tech, Chi-Com takeover. The operating system is Marxism because it worked in 1917, 1918. It worked in 1949 in China. It worked in Cuba. It worked in Venezuela. It's worked all over the world. It worked in North Korea. It worked in most of the cities and counties in America that have been taken over by the globalists. It's worked in Canada. It's worked in Australia. Real authoritarianism is taking over. But let me walk you through this. And I know I've talked a lot about this, but I want it to really burn in for everybody that they've crossed the Rubicon. And for those that don't know, 2,040-something years ago, Julius Caesar had been in Germania and Gaul for 15 years or whatever. He was the biggest conqueror the Romans had ever had. And they had a rule. If members of the Senate or generals brought troops across the Rubicon into Italy and into Rome, it was treason. They'd be killed. Well, when you cross the Rubicon with your troops, it means you're about to take everybody over. It doesn't matter what they do. A war is happening. Now, when I saw this morning, because I didn't watch it last night, I got to stop the 18-hour day stuff because I just go crazy, but I watched it this morning. When I saw him say, well, we're about to play, we're getting Matt Bracken's take on this, Al-Qaeda's not the issue, ISIS isn't the issue, open borders isn't the issue, it's terrorists in America who are white supremacists, and if you're a white supremacist, you're a terrorist. Now, even if you're a white supremacist, that's your right to do it. Black supremacist, you name it, that's your right. But they called anybody right of Mao Zedong a white supremacist. I'm called it, everybody's called it. Tucker Carlson's called it by mainstream news. It's a dehumanization. So punch a Nazi. Well, you're a Nazi, I'm going to punch you. I'm going to come to your house, I'm Antifa. Kill Nazis. They're Captain America, we're Red Skull. Even though George Soros actually helped the Nazis. And so they've had the U.S. intelligence agencies, the CIA, the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense, all say, along with the Justice Department and the FBI, we're going to break up Trump networks. We're going to break up networks claiming election fraud. We're going to break up the organizations out there like the Oath Keepers. And we're going to disrupt their networks. And that means putting you on no-fly list, taking your bank accounts. Even people that didn't even go to the Capitol or go into it, but were on the ellipse to hear the president speak, you're bad too. So this is crossing the Rubicon in spades. Then he says in the speech, just like Psaki said months ago when they first got in, at the press secretary, we are using the intelligence agencies to go after the Trump people. And then they define it not as wanting to load a truck bomb up and kill people, no, which is terrorism and is wrong by anybody. Black Lives Matter and Antifa when they're doing it, burning down police stations, shooting cops. But they said, if you're a white supremacist, and that's if they say you are. So It's on. And then Devin Nunes was in closed hearings 2 weeks ago. He said that's all they're talking about. They're talking about Iran. They're not even talking about China. They're talking about Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. They're talking about the NRA. Oh, the NRA's been called terrorists. So this is it, ladies and gentlemen. And New York's trying to take down their attorney general, the NRA. They want to criminally charge them because they flew around on some private jets. You can ride around in a golden jet if you keep my Second Amendment. I mean, the point is that that's where this is. So clearly they're going to have a summer of rage. Every time a cop does something even halfway questionable, they're going to burn cities down. And that's going to be the cover for what I'll cover after Matt Bracken comments on this. And that is, overhead shot, please. One bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social unrest. Zero Hedge, Infowars.com. Here's the Bloomberg AgriSpot Index. In its history, it's gone up the highest it ever has. It went up half as much during the Arab Spring, causing turmoil worldwide. The CIA controlled to put radical Islam in charge under Obama. Last time this happened was 10, 11, 12 years ago. Now it's more than double that. A 76% increase currently in the next 6 months of raw food prices globally. This is a global index. This means unrest. This means instability. And over half the world, over half your paycheck goes to food. But that's a major index of extreme poverty. In some countries, over 80% goes. It causes death in those countries. That's the Great Reset. That's the year-long lockdown. Is collapsing the third world, bankrupting us, killing supply chains. They're announcing that we'll only have two-thirds of the gas we need in most areas of the country because all those small operators went out of business and went bankrupt and all the new regulations, and they shut down multiple pipelines. Coming this summer, gas stations running out of gas. CNN celebrates it. This will lower your carbon footprint. Oh, you thought you'd get out and go somewhere? Too late. All the liberals love standing home watching Netflix. All the schools were closed and everything else. You're going to live under a bridge now. Hyperinflation, ladies and gentlemen. So they're going to pincer attack us with civil unrest, saying it's white supremacist. Have leftist white groups lead groups of black people to burn down cities. Then if you oppose it anyway, you're a white supremacist. And then they bring in the FBI and the police. They're taking over the police departments. In some jurisdictions, they've lost a third of their police. They're just putting communists in there, fast-tracking them. They're hiring illegal aliens as police. This is the final takeover. I thought it was just a beta test. They were going to normalize their dictatorship. No, they're moving ahead, just like the Bolsheviks did, because they know they don't have full control of the country. They have a beachhead in D.C., just like the Bolsheviks did for 15 years in Moscow and some of the other cities that they had there in the western area of Russia. So joining us is Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, great author, researcher, enemiesforeigndomestic.com. Got 3 minutes to break. You've heard my synopsis. Do you agree with me? Is there any doubt? I mean, this is it.
I think they're going for broke. There's no question. They have this window where they've got a puppet. You know, I never say Biden says anymore, or, you know, because Biden doesn't know what he's saying. He could read the telephone book. He wouldn't know the difference. So it's whoever is writing his teleprompter speech is running our country, and we don't even know who that is. Maybe it's Obama through the earpiece, like he said last November he would like to do via Susan Rice. That's plausible. But we don't know who's running the country. But they're globalists. This is the full push for communism. You know, the total budget, when you add up the regular budget plus the Green New Deal / infrastructure, you know, the Medicare for all, kindergarten to college, this is communism. You know, $11 trillion is what they're talking about. That's $11,000 billion. That's $11 million. This is going to be hyperinflation.
And let's be clear, they're taking it while it still has value and buying foreign stocks, buying mining companies, buying raw land, buying up weapon stocks, medical stocks. They're buying villas in Switzerland. They plan to end the U.S., folks. I mean, they are literally economically devastating us.
And in the short term, very short term, like in Weimar Germany, there might be a sugar high, but this hyperinflation is now built in. But unlike Weimar Germany, there won't be wheelbarrows full of money. You know, you physically had to take money to the food store to try to find a loaf of bread. You know, this time it'll just be loaded onto EBT cards. And you won't know if your neighbor, who's a good comrade, maybe the algorithm is saying good comrades get double digits.
And that's exactly what the Soviets did. People that were good little Soviets, they got double, triple their rations. Other people got nine.
And this is going to lead to massive resentment. You know, when you're at Walmart and, you know, you see the welfare mama loading up the steaks because she got, you know, triple digital bucks, it's going to lead to tremendous resentment. I think that.
And by the way, they admit those digital bucks can only go to certain companies, even within a store. The universities are already saying you can't leave for the semester and you only can spend money at stores we say. This is a total planned economy.
And only on products that we say. If you try to buy unauthorized things like ammunition or gun magazines, it's going to just say decline.
God, this is going to blow sky high. Stay there, Matt Bracken. This is it, folks. I thought we had time. They're making their move. My God. And I look at all the dumb commies that can't even wipe their ass. They're going to be in the worst position during this. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
World History Almanac. There's hundreds of different versions of history, but they're 500 pages, 1,000 pages long. I've probably read or scanned through 30 or 40 of them in my life. When I was a kid, I used to love to get them at different libraries. We go to different libraries. Each page was a whole country, a whole history, a whole period. And it was constant wars and subterfuge and takeovers and kings ordering the firstborn children killed and human sacrifices and Vikings taking over and plundering and the Aztecs chopping people's hearts out. That's why history was so fascinating to me. It was way better than the comic books. And so now it's happening here. Hardcore criminals using psychological warfare. Matt Bracken's here with us. He's been predicting all this. He's been laying it out in articles and in books he's written. And here it is on Infowars.com, the Bloomberg AgriSpot Index, the highest it's ever been since it was created. 76% food increase in just the next 6 months. That's at the baseline from the farms right now. That is a massive increase that will guarantee, they're saying, huge civil unrest alone. They're not going to blame it on the big banks and on inflation and on the Federal Reserve and the Rothschilds, everybody. No, no, no. It's going to be Black Lives Matter when a cop does something halfway questionable. When a black guy charges a cop with a knife down, the cop shoots him, the media's like, it's a white guy. It's a cover for the collapse. They want to scapegoat black people and white people. We've got to see through this. And then you've got, of course, Bill Gates tells you you shouldn't own land, you shouldn't have farm. Remember what did Bloomberg say a few years ago? He goes, only idiots farm. All you do is put a seed in the ground. It's so easy. Oh, yeah, right. It's so easy. Bill Gates buying up a huge amount of farmland while Great Reset tells America's future is not in private property. He's the biggest farm owner here in the United States now. They know what they're doing, don't they, Matt Bracken?
Yeah, the Great Reset is the same as is exactly the same as communism 2.0. They're coming at it with a different public relations angle, but the outcome is going to be exactly the same. Now, people think that communism in the Soviet Union, for example, everybody was poor, everybody was equal but miserable. That's not true. There was a class called the nomenklatura class that they're like the named comrades. They shopped in special stores where you had to use a special currency called a gold certificate ruble.
Orwell was in the Spanish Civil War. Yeah. He was a socialist, fought with the communists. And that's why he later wrote 1984. He said the communists were as bad as the fascists or worse. He said they would go to special hotels with caviar and cream and high-end hookers and party all day. And he's like, the peasants are dying fighting the Nazis. They're like, screw you, let's bang some hookers. That's what they do. Sorry, go ahead.
It's great for, if you're, you know, it's like the old Mel Brooks movie. It's great to be king. You know, when the rest of the society is reduced to being, you know, peasants that are fighting for a living, dumpster diving, you know, picking up, you know, scrap food wherever they can. This is actually great for the members of the elite. They can just cruise around, spot a pretty girl, send an agent out like Saddam used to do and say, hey, you know, you're going to get a big chance here to come up to the castle. This could lift you out of the
You're being too nice. Tens of millions starved to death just in the first decade of the Bolshevik takeover. So people are lucky that eat out of dumpsters.
And people did starve to death. And at the time, there was very little photography, but there are black and white pictures you can see of you know, dead children in the street, just snow covered. People were literally starving. The difference now is that we have new media. People with the ability to record video and transmit it. This is a two-edged sword. Obviously, any time that they can get a police shooting, they can use it to whip up racial anger. Sometimes the video goes, you know, will exonerate the cop, like the stabbing in the near stabbing in Columbus. So there are some differences between now and 100 years ago. The speed that information can be gotten out. So this is
they're getting us ready. You will never have meat anymore. You will eat bugs. You will drink sewage water. They're telling us this is a utopia.
Yeah, I don't think they'll be eating bugs. Something tells me that the Gulfstream jet crowd is not going to be eating bugs, but they are going to have, you know, the best parts of the world will just be for the elites. The peasants will be on semi-lockdown forever. I watched The Last Hour with Dr. Ruby. That was great. And from the medical perspective, she's spot on. But there's like a social control mechanism, too. They've got to get the vaccinations up to, say, 90%. Then they can really crack down on the dissidents. And they're going to start associating the dissidents with any new outbreaks will be blamed on the vaccine refuseniks, and who will be, you know, the same as the white.
And that's why we've got to get very aggressive, like Tucker Carlson, nonviolently, but they're trying to bully us. We've got to say no to the school boards, no to the politicians, and get people in like DeSantis that are going to hold the line and get on the offense against this mass cult.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to take us back to the vaccine from The Last Hour, which I recommend that show, but here in Jacksonville, it's in the news, some of the giant vaccination sites, they were going from 1,200 vaccinations a day at these sites down to 30 now. The word is getting out. The sheep that stampeded to get their vaccines, they were the early adapters. They were the ones that are wearing triple masks, you know, out running. They've already gotten their vaccines. Those of us with more sense who have studied this some more, they're hitting a wall probably at less than 50% vaccinated. So this
man,
really
I totally agree with you. They're trying to suppress the numbers. I've got the numbers. It's less than 20% have taken it. That's why the CNN headlines are, 60% have taken it or planned to, but the actual number a few weeks ago was at 15, so I'm guessing it's about 20. There's a mass awakening happening right now. That's got to really piss the globalist off.
And this is part of the biggest brainwashing effort I've ever seen in my life. Going back to watching Walter Cronkite, you know, Vietnam era, when they were doing, and it turned out he was a globalist. He hid that fact. You know, he was the most trusted man in America. After he retires from CBS, it turns out he was a president of the World Federalist Society, which is like a, you know, secret Davos World Economic Forum.
I have the video of him saying that he sits at the right hand of the devil and wants world government.
But all the way back then, I've been studying brainwashing, and that was when there were only a couple channels. I've never seen anything like this vaccination push. This is very Soviet. You know, the local news, you've seen these things occasionally where you think it's your local news reporter, but it's really a syndicate of stations, and they're all reading the exact same script about the vaccines and everybody needs to take it. But pushing it on children, to me, is so evil. Doing this DNA modification on children, inserting this spike protein into their DNA. I mean, this is an extremely diabolical and evil scheme that they're unleashing. I mean, it's almost
and it means they're going for broke. They wouldn't have pulled something that's going to cause this much death and carnage if they weren't planning something bigger that's so horrible we forget about what already happened.
And the Wuhan lab is almost like an analogy or a parallel for the entire situation. Here we have our corporate medical pharma interests financing this research in communist China. And that's what we're seeing.
So they have plausible deniability. Merger. Explain that when we come back, and then I'm going to hit one more thing and have you take over. And I want you to join me anytime you want on the main show, the fourth hour, just as big as any other hour. I'd like to get you on as a guest to pick your brain about this. Matt Bracken, I've got one more point to hit, then we're going to hand the baton to Matt Bracken on the other side. Then the War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up in about 32 minutes from now. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I really think. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying under Super Sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money.
You know, Kenny Rogers had a great career, and he's gone now. And I guess it left a good time not having to see all this. But you know, we can't just give the world over to evil. We got to keep living. We got to keep on fighting. Keep on telling the truth. I'm going to hand the baton over to Matt Bracken. Appreciate him letting me in here a few segments. I wanted to get his take on this. I want to hear his solutions to counter this and how we can fight back. But just briefly here to TV viewers and radio listeners, I want to encourage everybody to go read this article for yourself. It's on InfoWars.com. One bank warns soaring food prices will lead to social unrest. And it shows 75, 76% food increases now already starting. And that's going to cause civil unrest problems. What have I been telling you for months here? You need to get high-quality, affordable foods. And I want to explain something here. I don't promote things just because I make money off of them. I go out and promote things that I'm personally doing that I'm personally using, so it's a win-win. Like, going back 8 years ago, I thought that gold was going to be artificially driven down. I told people buy it for years, they double, tripled their money. I started telling folks, let's get out of gold probably because they're going to artificially depress it, and silver. People got mad at me, but it was true, and most of my listeners cashed in and ended up saving their profit. The last couple of years, I've said inflation's back. They're having trouble suppressing gold and silver. I get back in it. It's back up. But food is the smartest thing. Water filtration, firearms, friends, family, a bug-out plan. These are things that are essential for everyone. And as hard as I fight here against the globalists, I don't have a lot of time to do that, but I've been doing it more myself. Putting in the water well, getting the tractor, planting a garden, putting a trailer, out in the middle of nowhere. Because that's where this world's going, folks. And that's how serious it is that they really want a prolonged year-long, two-year, three-year lockdown with real bioweapons released and real riots to make us fall to our knees. So I hope we can short-circuit this. I hope cooler heads prevail. I hope the Republicans wake up and say no, but they're mainly bullied now. Lynn Cheney, all of them are the leaders of the party now. And they're saying they're going to go along with Biden and let him engage in election fraud. Supreme Court's rolling over. Or they'll pack the court. Well, they're already packed then. They're already controlled. So I would go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. And I would also go to PrepareWithAlex.com. Go to PrepareWithAlex.com. That takes you right to the subpage at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find the full My Patriot Supply catalog and the lowest price anywhere. 10% lower even when you go to their site and buy it from them, because I got them to authorize a special. Even though their food prices have gone up three times the last year, everybody else has gone up even more. They're probably going to have price increases in the future. But I said, I'm your biggest seller. I want 10% off. It's going to have to end, they said, by the end of next week. So I would take advantage of it. 3 months, 6 months, year supply. It lasts decades. It's high quality. It's very easy to transport to these big sealed black tote containers with big sealed containers inside, jam-packed, super high quality, healthy, good. It's what I've got for my family. It's what I've got here at the office. When the power was off for a week plus, we were cooking food up here on a gas-burning stove, ladies and gentlemen, and running the thing off generators. That's just a microcosm of what's coming. So I would get storable food now. Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. Food prices are only going to explode. This is insurance you can eat. PrepareWithAlex.com. PrepareWithAlex.com. I would not wait. There's only about, 8-9 days left in that special maximum. It's got to end, I'm told, by not this weekend, but next weekend. Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Bodies back in stock as well. It's amazing. That's still at the end next Tuesday. We've also got Winter Sun, Vitamineral Fusion. Those are selling out. They're still discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Okay, Matt Bracken, take over. Can't wait to hear the rest of your take on this situation and what we can do. And, boy, have you been proven right, my friend.
Well, first of all, just listening to that spot, I have to take my hat off and salute you. You talk about turning lemons into lemonade, high-quality lemonade, the best. They've been gunning for you for years, really for decades, but they've been ramping it up so hard in the last couple of years. And being thrown off of YouTube and thrown out of, conventional social media, you had to build your entire vertically and horizontally integrated system, completely putting everything, under your own control. So you wouldn't wind up like Parler, with Amazon servers yanking the rug out. So this is really a model for people to follow. In my own little way, with my own little book empire, I try to do the same thing. I try to be as independent as I can, because if you're relying on, corporations or bureaucracies that in the end hate your guts and would just as soon see you put on a boxcar, then you're either going to have to, run into the wilderness like some post-apocalyptic Mad Max scenario where you've got nothing, you just what you can carry on your back and that's it. Or you're going to have to bend the knee and knuckle under and just be a good Soviet citizen and hope to fly under the radar. But flying under the radar is increasingly, it's not going to work because, unfortunately, our demographics are now becoming our bad comrade ID card that we can't hide. We can't hide the fact that, we're over 50, that we come from a Judeo-Christian background, that we are come from, you know, our ancestors came from Europe. These are all now marks of the oppressor. And the society at large is being given permission to just come at us. There's only one group left where you can just make jokes, slur, slander, criticize, and it's us. We probably
take measures now. Put on no-fly list.
Yeah, and put on a no-fly list. No reason given. You're just a bad comrade. Who do I see about that? Well, go look at that. How about that guy in the blue jacket down there? He doesn't know anything either. You've just been put. You know, the mark of Cain has been put on you, and you're just increasingly going to be hammered. So I don't look for any help or solutions coming from the national level. From the Republican Party, they're, you know, even the best of the senators, you know, the Ted Cruz's, the Rand Paul's, they're in an arena like the Roman Colosseum, where they've got a little tiny trident and spear, but they're surrounded by lions. They really can't change the game at all. The only thing that you can do is get away from the blue states, get away from the blue cities, and to the extent that politics is going to work at all. You've got to support local politicians that are going to fight back and not literally at like a state secession level, like, you know, 1861. But the way that Governor Ron DeSantis is doing it, we're passing a bill that's going to make any vaccine laws null and void. Any corporations that try to do mandatory vaccine laws, those corporations aren't going to be able to do business in Florida. And he's also taking on big tech, you know, with penalties that at this point may be the small change to the Googles of the world, but they're going to be penalized for banning conservatives, you know, and down the line they're trying at a local level, for example, they have these anti-riot laws that they're passing in Florida, where if you're trapped by people illegally blocking the streets and you feel, you know, threatened or endangered. You don't have to just sit there and, you know, while your car windshield is bashed out, you can drive to safety. So to the extent possible, move away from the blue hives. You know, it's predictable. It's going to be worse. You know, when this American breakup happens, it's going to be much worse the closer you are to the big blue hives, what I call the Democrat vote harvesting plantations. That's the only thing that those cities are good for now. That's why they're bringing in the illegals. They're just trying to change the demographics, import more welfare votes. That is the Democrat game. And they're completely going for broke, like Alex has been saying. This is not a dress rehearsal. This is not like, let's see how far we can go, but have a plan B just in case it looks like the Republicans are going to win in 2022. The Democrats are pulling out the stops. They are acting as if the 2022 election is either never going to happen, or if it happens, it's going to be totally rigged by then, so it won't matter. So if you're just hoping for a political bailout, I think that's a lost hope. And I'm going to continue this on the segment on the other side, because it's going to get bad, folks, real bad.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
You know, you can get my novels from Amazon. Unfortunately, they are the big gorilla, but you can also get them from me. If you look at my website, you can find out how to get them, and I'll sign them, whereas Jeff Bezos, he probably won't. Not that you'd want his signature. Something that people who have survived these social cataclysms, they all say the same thing. You can't have enough food, whether it's Venezuela today or the Balkans during the 90s. People think that this will just be over in a few weeks and just a couple extra meals tucked away here and there, and I'll be able to get through it. This is not true. You're going to need a lot more food than you think. So laying away the products from the InfoWars stores is going to be very important. And not only that, water filtration, very important. There are going to be times when the water system breaks down. This is also very predictable. When your local water system breaks down, it doesn't mean it's just shut. Like you have, it could, but I mean, generally it doesn't mean you've seen your last shower, and that's it until the end of time. What's very common, you'll be put on water hours. or there will be periods where there's some strife or conflict happening upstream, and for a while the water system is down until your favorite warlords take over again and get it running again. But there will be a period where there's brown crud coming out of the tap, not the beautiful, sparkling, fluoridated water that we Americans are so privileged to enjoy. Kind of sarcastic there, don't take me the wrong way. But, I mean, the safe drinking water you're used to might not be available 24/7. You might be filling bathtubs during that hour or two when the water comes on, and it's going to be nasty. You're going to need water filtration. Very important to get a water filtration system now. Just because the water is running from your tap, it's not necessarily going to be safe. The water power authorities, they're not going to have the kind of chemicals and filters available. They'll just be putting water through and saying, you know, hey, we can't assure you that it's safe. Do your best. Boil it if you have electricity or gas to heat it with. Everybody's going to be out of the same chemicals at the big level and at the small level. We're seeing it now, not just with food supply getting problematic. If you look at Home Depot, what's going on with lumber? Lumber is used in almost every kind of home construction. So just as the economy starts to take off with the end of lockdowns and housing is starting to take off, all of a sudden prices are going to be doubling because the price of lumber is just going through the roof, you know, and not just lumber. So you're seeing it in these early simple supply chain things, but eventually it's going to be food on the shelf. So I can't emphasize enough. You're going to need not only, you know, to protect yourself physically, but you're going to need to be able to purify your water and have enough food to get through these hard times. You will not have enough food. No matter how much you buy, you're going to wish you had more. Okay. Now, I would just like to say about where we're going is not a dry run. This is not a dress rehearsal. The American Bolsheviks are completely going for broke this time. They have not only are crossing the Rubicon, they are blowing up the bridge behind them. They are acting as if there is no chance of a Republican comeback. You know, some other indications of this are pushing the vaccines onto children. This is an experimental vaccine, not fully tested, only put out under an emergency use authorization. When there are bad consequences coming in the next couple of years, if they were worried about the Republicans taking over, they would understand there could be trials. There could be, you know, the worst consequences for the people that pushed this vaccine across the population, including the children. The fact that they're not worried about this tells me that they have blown up the bridge. They are going ahead, come hell or high water. Another indication of this is the coming hyperinflation. They're not stupid. They know printing or digitally printing $11 trillion, you know, $11 million is never going to work. Nobody's going to buy our bonds. The American dollar has completely lost its value as the world's reserve currency. It's going to be no different than a Venezuelan peso or a German Weimar Deutschmark. Completely worthless. So they're knowingly blowing up the economic system. And like the Bolsheviks before them, they have an out for this. They have a group of scapegoats they're going to blame. So they're going to blow up the economic system intentionally, and then they're going to turn and blame it on the conservative white extremists who just wouldn't get with the program, you know, who just refused to see the advantages of globalist socialism and were doing everything they could to hinder and sabotage the progress. This is what's happening. One description for this is anarcho-tyranny. You blow up a society, and then you blame a scapegoat. You have an excuse to turn the country into a police state. Meanwhile, you're purging the police of honorable veterans They're getting out because they see nobody's got their back. They're quitting in droves. Do you really think there are going to be no police? No, the police are going to be like the thugs that you see in the movie Clockwork Orange. The former gangbanger criminals are going to be given badges, and they're going to know who the enemy is. So don't be surprised next year when you see former Antifa and BLM thugs wearing a badge, and you know who their enemy is going to be. It's you. This is coming. They're also doing the same exact thing in the military. They're purging the military. They're fast-tracking woke minority, sexual minorities as well. They're fast-tracking anybody with a grudge against America. They're telling patriots, get the hell out. We don't want you. You're a white extremist. Well, the message is being heard loud and clear. At the top level of the military, the generals who don't go along with this are just shutting their mouth, keeping their head down, and counting the days until they can retire and collect their pension. There's no courage among them. There's nobody standing up. Now, in France, we are seeing a little glimmer of hope where a retired French Foreign Legion paratroop general had about 100 other senior officers sign a letter saying that France was being destroyed, and they weren't just going to sit by calmly and watch France destroyed by this globalist push. We need to see something like that in America, because the country we love, it's just being wrecked intentionally, and you can just see it coming in front of you. Now, Owen's going to be coming on at the top of the hour, and I can't wait to see this show. He's always ready. He's always loaded for bear. And like Alex said, he's the greatest asset outside of Alex, I think, that InfoWars has. So go ahead, take it away.
Thank you for those kind words. And, you know, Matt, I think anybody who's serious about what we're dealing with right now knows that, yeah, food, emergency food supplies, you know, precious metals, if you want to try to protect whatever savings you have that's not tied up in assets. I mean, that's how real it is. It's sad that this is what we have to think about in America. It's sad that this is what we have to do to get prepared in the United States of America, but this is the reality of the situation. And last night's Biden, what they're calling a joint address, it was really a State of the Union. They just decided to change the name of it, Matt, so that was obviously strategic. Maybe that's why barely 10 million people even watched on television the lowest-rated State of the Union in modern history, and maybe that's why nobody was tuning in on the Internet either. This is the man that allegedly received 81 million votes. But I guess when you think about it, Matt, when they steal an election in broad daylight, I guess this is what follows, right? I mean, this is the totalitarianism that follows inevitably throughout history. So I'm going to be covering that. And we're also loaded with guests. Joe Hoff on the election audit. Tom Papert has a breaking news story he's going to have for us that's going to be coming up on National File. And then Norm Pattis, constitutional expert, is going to talk about the indefinite detention of Trump supporters that's happening right now.
What a shame. And, you know, they're not hiding it. And when they're not hiding it, that tells you everything you need to know. You know, for example, Mary McCord, the ex-Department of Justice head of the National Security Division, she's now gone to the FISA court. This is literally announcing that the fox is guarding the hen house. They're not hiding it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.